Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Yaffa, Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Emches, Zvachim 48a, pagination is 95. We're making reference to the Mishnah, which began the Perek on Mem Zayin Amar Aleph 47a. The Mishnah told us, Kodshei Kodeshim Shechitasen Batzafon, that the highest level of Karbanos are going to have their Shechita done in the northern side of the courtyard. And then the Mishnah began with Parvisoy Shel Yom HaKippurim, the bull and the goat of Yom Kippur that the Kohen Gadol brings. So our Gemara, starting from the very first line, quoting the Mishnah, Parvisoy Shel Yom HaKippurim, asks, Michti, let's analyze this. Tzafon Ba'oloksiv, the source that Kodshei Kodashim are going to be done B'tzafon in the north, that's written explicitly by the Karban Ola, literally the elevation Karban, a Karban that's brought either voluntarily or for what we would consider minor sins. Hira Ravera is one of the things, not as blatant Averis. That's where the word tzafon is brought, is mentioned. And the other karbanos are, in Yiddish we say tzushteld, are compared to ola. So if ola is the origin, michti tzafon ba'ola ksiv, nisni ola bereisha. Why don't you say ola as the first karban? And logically, everything else would flow from there. The Pasuk indeed, Rashi quotes it on the top line, Gabe Olas Tzon, towards the beginning of Chumash Vayikra, the Pasuk says, Vishachat oso yarecha mizbeach tzafona, that you're going to shecht it on the side of the mizbeach, the north. The other karbanos are learnt by extrapolation. Let's do the psukim first, and then we'll do the words of the Gemara. In Perek Dalid of Vayikra, it's page 560 in Art School Chumash. So Pasuk Chav Dalid, Bimekom Asher Yishchatas Ha'ola, you're going to shecht the chatos in the same place as the Karban Ola was brought. And likewise in Pasuk Chaf Tes on the same page, V'shachates achatos b'mkom ha'ola, you'll shech the chatos in the place of the Karban Ola. Similarly, in the end of Perek Vav, which is Parshas Tzav, b'mokom asher tishachet ha'ola tishachet hachatos lefnei Hashem, in the place where the Ola was shech, that's where you should shech the Karban Chatos. So Ola is the one that's really being brought as the original. That's where it says Tzafon, and the Chatos is being learnt from it. So if you have a Karban Chatos, really you should discuss the Ola first. Answers the Gemara, Chatos aydi de'osi midrosha chavivolei. The chatos, since it comes from a derivative, you have to be a little bit more scholarly, it's more dear to the Tana, so he liked it more. So he wanted to jump right into it. Now, there's an interesting Rashi over here on the second line, in that Rashi quotes the Pasuk, B'makom asher tishachet ha'ola, and presumably some copyist or editor, well-meaning, put in Vayikra Dalid. The Pasuk, B'makom asher tishachet ha'ola, does not exist in Perek Dalid of Vayikra. That Pasuk happens to be in Perek Vav of Vayikra, Pasuk Yud Ches. There are psukim in Perek Dalid, as I mentioned, Art School, page 560, where you have Psukim in Perek Dalet that also indicate this type of derivative. But the Pasuk that Rashi quotes, for whatever reason, Rashi jumped to Perek Vav to quote a Pasuk, but that's not in Perek Dalet. So we have to assume that a copyist or editor, well-meaning, put it in probably from memory without realizing that technically the words that Rashi is quoting do not exist in that perek. But the theme is going to be the same. Chatas, because it's derived, is more dear to the Tana. Which gives us a little bit of pause, because there's a Mishnah in Avos that says, Omar al Rishon Rishon, that if you have something that's logically sequential, you should say the first thing first. And in fact, it's not just a question here, but generally in Gemara, the expression is, Aniyim b'makom echod v'ashirim b'makom acher. They're poor in one place and rich in another place, meaning informationally. You have to know information. It's not necessarily presented sequentially. And that presumably is because the Gemara is almost like a tape recording. You're jumping in the middle of a conversation. And therefore, sometimes you need quite a bit of background to know what's going on. But if you're in the middle of a conversation, so the Tana felt chavivale, the thing that's derived, is even more dear to the scholar, and that's what he chose to discuss first. Continuing in the Gemara, v'nisni chataos hachitzonos, so why don't you bring the outer chataos first? Answers the Gemara, aydi d'nichnas domon lefnai v'lefnim chavivale. The karbanos of Yom Kippur, which are certainly less frequent, but their blood goes all the way in to the Kodesh Kadoshim by the Aron, so that's more dear, and that's what he wants to start with. Continuing in the Gemara, Utzifona ba'ola hechaksiva, where indeed does it say Tzafon by the Karban Ola? So the Gemara answers, V'shachat oso al yerech ha-mizbeach Tzafona. Pasuk towards the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, by tzon, by sheep, tells us that it's going to be done by the northern side. The pasuk is Perek Aleph, pasuk Yud Aleph. Ashkechon ben tzon, so now you know sheep that are being brought as a korban ola. Ben bakar minolon, how do you know cattle, a young bull, which is the section right before the one about sheep, discusses if you're going to bring an ola korbano min habakar. It's Perek Aleph Pasuk Gimel in the beginning of Vayikra, where it doesn't say over there, north. Minolon, how do you know? Omar Kro, the Gemara says, it's based on the Pasuk, V'im min hatzon. Vav Mosef Alinyan Rishon. There's a continuation over here that the Vav is joining the first section to the second section. V'yelamed Elyon mitachton, which allows you, which instructs you, to learn the top one, meaning the earlier one, from the bottom one, meaning the later one. So cattle is discussed first, sheep is discussed second, and it says there the north. So we learn that not only will the sheep, which is said second, be the north, but the cattle, which is first, is also going to be the north, because the sheep was vav, was and, adding on to the first part, so they are the same in their place of shechita. Now, one interesting observation, just thoughtful. Why, in fact, is it that the Torah only tells us the north by the Ola and requires the Chatas, the sin offering, to be derived from the Ola, that it's also in the north? So, just as a quick suggestion, sometimes when a person brings a sin offering, or in general says vidui, harps on their sin, they get a bit bogged down in the sin. The expression is, if you're with the dirt, you're going to get dirty, even if you're no longer doing the chet. But being too obsessed with it is going to make you dirty. And therefore, the chatos has to be unique in that on the one hand, it's a sin offering looking at the past, that whatever terrible thing the person did, and he's trying to move on. But it has to be done in a way that doesn't sully himself further by association, by just being locked in on the Avera. And that balance can perhaps be achieved by thinking of the Chatos on one level like an Ola. An Ola is an offering that's usually considered like very saintly. The person is trying to rise in level, coming closer to the Creator. And a person doing a Chatos, it would seem, has to have that balance as well. On the one hand, he's looking behind him to his past, and he's trying to overcome it and atone for it. On the other hand, it has to be b'mikom ha'ola. Some of the mind frame has to be like the Karban Ola, that your real ultimate focus is to come closer to Hashem and take the steps forward in that relationship. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.